Scenes from Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, seared in the minds of many. 20 students and 6 teachers dead in December's mass shooting. Yet it has only been in the past 2 weeks that federal lawmakers have started to act. A Senate committee sending several bills to the full Senate for consideration. California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
The time has come, America, to step up and ban these weapons.
U.S. President Barack Obama has urged Congress to act, promising to make another push, even as he and lawmakers clash over budget issues. In the meantime, at the state and local levels, people are taking matters into their own hands.
All those opposed.
The town of Byron, Maine, overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to require every resident to own a gun and ammunition.
Over 100% of the people said, no, throw the article out, so it's done. Over.
The same day at the Connecticut State Capitol, the National Rifle Association sponsored a gun rights rally.
I would like our politicians to stop stomping on our Constitution and trying to hurt the people that are obeying the laws.
Outside the Indiana State House.
Just how ironic is that? You guys are standing in front of 2 statues holding rifles, opposing guns.
Advocates on both sides trying to make their voices heard.
Show me your hand, show me your hand, show
in
me.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, action of a different kind. Police inside a school training for the worst case scenario. The idea to make things as realistic as possible.
We can't actually get these guys in gunfights, but what we can do is try to increase the amount of stress that they have on their bodies as much as possible.
In the meantime, on the streets of Washington this week, not far from the U.S. Capitol, a deadly reminder of the damage guns can do in the wrong hands.
Single action, pop, 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 pop.
2 cars came through the block, opened fire. Right now we have confirmed that we have 11 individuals that are injured.
The debate over gun rights and gun control still far from settled. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The Cow Palace sits on state land, so local